You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are jam-packed for No Filter Friday. You can talk about anything you want. But we also are going to kind of steer you also towards celebrity crush when you were young. Mm-hmm. I asked Gretchen who her celebrity crush was when she was young. Yeah. And she went with the guy from, who was he? He was one of the Robins in Batman and Robin. He was in Sentinel. Chris O'Donnell.
Good guy.
Chris
O'Donnell.
He was Robin in Batman and Robin or something?
Chris O'Donnell. Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
Here comes Robert. Robert, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys doing?
Fine, sir. It's a
wonderful Friday. Who was your crush when you were younger?
Has to be Megan Fox, actually.
Sorry, she's already taken by me, bud. You got to pick another one. She is dreamy.
Did you have a poster of her or anything like that?
No, I just watched the scene from Transformers over and over and over and over and over again until it got old, but it never got old.
Is it where she pops the hood on the car and looks in it?
Yep.
Yeah, we all know it.
Oh, you guys. Oh, you guys are such pigs.
It was a nice car.
What a car girl. Who is a nice car girl? Except it was a nice car.
It was a great car. Real nice car. Big engine.
Exactly.
All right,
you know, Rob. Jeremy's parents made him hide his posters in his room behind his door.
Yeah,
so.
You know, in case company saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Yeah.
What else is on your mind, buddy? What's going on this weekend for you?
Well, this weekend's been very relaxful. This entire work week's been great, thanks to you guys. That's the biggest thing that's been on my mind. I just want to extend my thanks to you guys. I know you guys say thank you to us all the time, but we want to say thanks back. You guys put on an amazing show day in, day out, make us laugh, whether we're having a bad day, great day. You guys are always there and always supportive, whether you guys know it or not. We just want to thank you guys, truly. You guys are truly amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, and truly blessed to have stumbled across the radio station only about a month and a half ago, actually. So thank you guys.
Oh, wow. You're a newbie.
Dude, I'm young.
Very kind words. Thank you.
And I'm young.
What are you trying to say?
No, just leave it at that.
Wow.
That's classic. Hey, I like your show. And I'm young.
And I'm young.
Oh, you make us laugh, Robert. Buddy, stand by. I don't know if Josh has got your number or not, but hold on. That's
good. That was very nice.
What a nice way to start everything off.
Thanks, Robert.
Here comes Paula. Paula, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Who was your celebrity crush when you were young?
Joey McIntyre.
Is that New Kids on the Block?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still go to their concerts now.
Wait a minute. So why did you pick Joey out of the other, you know, there's four other ones.
Joey's the cute one, right?
Was he, though?
Yes, the blue eyes and, you know, closer to the age. The others were older. He was the younger one. And the blue eyes.
I got to meet all those guys it's probably been 8 or 9 years ago. And I will say they were all gentlemen. They were extremely nice to everybody. We had a little concert meet and greet thing. And they're all really nice and all a lot shorter than I thought they would be.
Yes, they are.
They're tiny little men, but they're really nice. Nice guys.
When I worked across the street at a station called Y108 back in the 80s, we were one of the first stations in America to play New Kids on the Block. And they came to town to do a special show to thank us for doing that. And I remember it was Donnie's 18th birthday.
Hey.
It shows you how long ago it was. It was his 18th birthday, so we had a cake and had everybody at the mall sing to him. And,
there you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're still awesome. Like, I've actually met them. I do the down below seats, you know, right at the stage now. I'm just like,
you're down in the pit.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can. So Joey can sling sweat all over you.
Oh, Joey sweat.
I actually went on the cruise with them a couple years ago.
My goodness.
They had a cruise?
You're approaching stalker status.
It's getting kind of creepy, Paula. No. Creepy.
Oh, that's. You are absolutely delightful. Did Josh get your number?
No, he didn't.
Okay, hold on. Don't go away. We've already got some great calls. How are we going to pick a winner out of all this?
I don't know.
Here comes Leah. Leah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
It's a great Friday. So tell me this. Who was your celebrity crush when you were young?
Brian Austin Green and Jonathan Brandis.
Brian Austin Green, 90210. And who was the other one?
Jonathan Brandis. He was in It and Ladybugs and a few other movies.
I don't know that guy.
I don't know him either. I'm looking him up. I know him. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was kind of like a 90s heartthrobish kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but you didn't stalk these guys like,
you didn't go on a cruise
like
with
Paula
him.
Did you?
No.
Jonathan.
No, however, I do love New Kids on the Block, and they were my first concert ever at Fiddler's Green when I was in fourth grade or something.
Nice.
Do you remember what year that was?
I think like 1990, 89-ish.
So, again, our station sponsored that show. And, Jeremy, what we did is we got the pit area for just radio station listeners. And we got something like 200 people. And we gave all of them New Kids on the Block T-shirts that had the station logo huge on the back.
Good marketing.
So while they're all up in the pit, 200 people, there were 200 billboards facing back at the other 16,000 people who were in
Great
the stands.
Idea.
And Leah, I wish you had been one of those people down in the pit.
How do we get t-shirts now?
Are you kidding?
I was like 9, so maybe those teenage girls were probably a little too scary.
There were plenty of 9-year-olds down there too, I'm telling you right now. And Jeremy, to answer your question, radio stations don't get t-shirts anymore.
No, I know we don't. We can't even get chapstick. I will say Jonathan Brandis was in the 1992 movie Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. So I like this guy a lot.
I don't know that guy.
That was a good movie.
That was a
Leah,
good movie.
Leah, you are charming. Hold on. Don't go away, okay? These are good calls already. Nicole, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So your celebrity crush when you were a kid.
Well, I kind of had a couple things going, but it was into kind of the Grizzly Adams, Kenny Rogers, Barry Gibb. I think I liked beards or something.
Yeah, you're a big fan of beards.
When I was 12, my first concert was Sean Cassidy.
No kidding.
That's old school.
My whole life has been about music, and the very first album I ever won was Sean Cassidy's. Born Too Late album.
Was that the one that had Da Do Run Run or something on it?
They had what?
Da Do Run Run? Didn't he? Wasn't
that's
that
what I just said.
Yeah, I think so too.
Jeremy's like, huh?
Showing my age a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, we got a Do Run Run now.
I don't know if anybody even knows who Sean Cassidy is.
Nobody does.
Some do. You and I, Nicole, are the only ones who can enjoy
that. I had to look
him
up, but thank you.
Listen, you are delightful. Have a great weekend, okay?
I actually did. I tell you, I have a suggestion for you.
You have what?
A suggestion on a topic for you.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
what do you
tell
got?
Us.
Well, in the last couple months, I have injured myself so many times. I mean, just stupid stuff. Everything from tearing my knee so bad that I have to have a knee replacement to every doctor's telling me, like, all these different things. I'm going to have surgery. And then the other day... Whoa. I slipped with a pair of scissors, and I stuck myself with the scissors between my thumb and my first finger so deep that it almost hit the artery, and it split that piece of meat in half.
God.
So wait a minute. What's the is the topic on the show is who's going to come look after Nicole? Is that the subject?
I just want to know what people think, why when you keep, it's like you injure yourself and you just keep injuring yourself. And it's like the very next day I cut my other hand. And
You're clumsy.
You are accident prone, Nicole. Listen, I got to put you on hold because we got to run. Thank you for the call. You know, it's been a while since we did the weird way you injured yourself.
Yeah, we could do that again.
Or the silly way you injured what you were
I
doing.
I fell with scissors.
Yeah. Nicole, we love you. Thank you for being on the show. We're going to try to squeeze in at least one more. Lynn, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Celebrity crush when you were young?
David Soul.
Oh, my God. You're also going back old school.
That's
Starsky and Hutch, dude.
Starsky and Hutch. Sean Connor or Sean Cassidy was up there too, but you know, I had to look
down. Jeremy's gonna have to look up David Soul.
I am right now.
Who also, I should point out, had a hit record back at the time too.
He did. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't
give up on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lynn, I'm so glad you called us.
Thank you.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, I'm going stand-up paddleboarding with a group of girls called the Blow Up Dolls in Denver.
All right.
Your group of friends,
got me.
You call yourselves the Blow Up Dolls?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
That's really cute and funny.
Yeah, blow up kayaks and stand-up paddleboards.
That's really good. Wait, it's funny because when you stand on those paddleboards, you look like a blow-up doll. The way you stand. Now that I've got the visual.
And the look on your face.
Like, oh, don't fall in.
Oh, no. Oh.
That's pretty good.
Lynn, tell me you were the one who came up with that name, please.
No, I'm sorry. I was not.
No. I'm glad you're a member. And I'm really glad you called. Hold on. Don't go away. That is fantastic.
Pretty darn funny.